You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
On the 19th of March 2019, Business Today reported that shares of Hotel Leela Venture hit the 5% upper circuit in late morning deals after its board approved the sale of four hotels, including one in Delhi and a property, to Canadian investment fund Brookfield Asset Management for 3,950 crore rupees. The company entered into a binding agreement with Brookfield Asset Management-sponsored private real estate fund to sell, by way of slump sale, four owned Leela hotels located at Bangalore, Chennai, Delhi and Udaipur, and the property that it owns in Agra. As reported by various media outlets, the transaction includes assignment of all hotel management contracts currently in operation as well as under development, along with the employees of the hotels. The total transaction value is, like I said, 3,950 crore rupees plus the applicable transaction costs. After completion of this transaction, all borrowings of the company from all banks and financial institutions would stand repaid. Brookfield will have a right of first refusal over the company's hotel in Mumbai as a part of this transaction. The piece cited Hotel Leela Venture Chairman and MD Vivek Nair, who said, and I quote, "The Leela is rated among the top hospitality brands in the world, and I am confident that the brand will receive a boost and be further strengthened and continue to be known for its world-class services," unquote. The article also cited Brookfield Asset Management MD and Head India Real Estate Ankur Gupta, who said, and I quote, "We are excited with this opportunity and look forward to completing this transaction at the earliest while ensuring that all operations remain unaffected. We expect the Leela hotels to continue to be market leaders," unquote. On the surface, this is just an interesting business story, but there is more to it than just an exchange of keys. As Swaraj Bagonkar wondered in a recent Money Control piece, how did the Nair family lost the keys to its hospitality treasure? And on this edition of our Pick of the Day, that is the question we will try and answer. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day: is the legacy of Brand Leela in good hands?
As Swaraj wrote on Money Control, it was a succession plan that did not pan out as envisioned. Less than 5 years after founder Captain C.P. Krishnan Nair handed over the company's reins to his two sons, Vivek and Dinesh Nair, most of its key assets, including Brand Leela, have been sold. On the 20th of March, the board of Hotel Leela Venture, which owns the Leela brand and runs properties under it, decided to sell all but one of its assets under a slump sale arrangement to Canada's real estate fund, Brookfield Asset Management. Brookfield owns and manages 155 hotels in the US, the UK and Australia. And what exactly has exchanged hands here in India? As the piece informs us, Leela's operational hotels in Delhi, Udaipur, Chennai and Bangalore, having a total of 1,017 rooms, a land parcel in Agra near the Taj Mahal, leasehold rights for land in Bangalore and license agreement for Mumbai property form the core of the deal. And who has taken away the most from the deal? Well, the piece informs us that though Leela intends to use the 3,950 crore rupees for repaying its 4,000 crore rupee debt, this multi-layer transaction has benefited Brookfield more than Leela. For example, the sell-off of the 206-room Goa property in 2015, that is 206 rooms in Goa in 2015, fetched Leela 721 crore rupees. That translates to 3.5 crore rupees per room. Quoting from the Money Control piece, Brookfield managed to get the four properties, all located at prime locations, for a valuation that is not very different from the Goa hotel transaction, a good deal, considering the Canadian company also got Brand Leela and the other assets. It is evident that there has not been any healthy appreciation in the value of its properties during the last 4 years. There is, of course, a tumultuous backdrop to all of this. What is it? Let's find out. Swaraj, in his piece for Money Control, traces the sequence of events leading to the asset exchange like this. And I quote, "In February, JM Financial Asset Reconstruction Company, that is JMFARC, filed an application with the National Company Law Tribunal Mumbai Bench against Hotel Leela. The application was under Section 7 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016. This was done to get the best valuation, even as the powers of the promoters of Hotel Leela becomes limited in the tribunal," unquote. Now, JMFARC, we learn, had made said brothers Vivek and Dinesh Nair forego salaries for two consecutive years as it controls 96% of Hotel Leela's debt. The company had also been in talks with many interested parties, including private equity investors, asset management companies, state-backed investment funds and other prospective bidders. However, on most occasions, the talks fell through over asset valuation, according to the Money Control piece. Things came to a head when Hotel Leela started defaulting on quarterly interest payments on debentures to Life Insurance Corporation of India, that is LIC, in 2018. By the end of the last financial year, Leela's debt had climbed to 3,800 crore rupees. And how did things come to this pass? The piece traces the developments after Captain Nair's demise in 2014 and the manner in which the company struggled to push itself to profitability, mainly due to the ballooning cost of finance that eroded its margins repeatedly. Facing a debt of nearly 5,000 crore rupees, Leela was, to use a cliche, stuck between a rock and a hard place. Quoting from the piece, unlike its competitors such as Hyatt, Marriott and Intercontinental, who run ready-made properties on management contracts, the management at Leela decided to infuse own funds to build new properties. And most of this was done through debt. The interest payout on the loans made it difficult to avoid losses. Unquote. Even the formidable Indian hotels company that runs Taj Hotels switched to the management contract route after years of continuous losses. As the piece informs us, termed as asset-light strategy, management contracts help keep fixed costs considerably low compared to the asset-heavy model, that is the ownership model. As the piece says, the trouble was simmering for a long time now. Even before Nair's demise, the company had already sold off its luxurious Kovalam property and an IT park in Chennai, but the high level of debt forced the company to keep exploring sale of properties. Soon after the Goa property was sold, it was followed by monetization of another IT park in Kochi. If the current deal goes through, Hotel Leela will switch to becoming a management company from an ownership company. It will continue to run all its current properties, which will be under three different ownerships. The Nair family, as has been repeated in news reports, has also formed a joint venture with Brookfield for the purpose of carrying out certain development activities jointly, according to a statement made by Leela. Against the backdrop of the current developments, it is important to remember the legacy of a brand that carried with it a sense of fate. As a recent piece on IB Times recalls, Leela Group's founder, C.P. Krishnan Nair, Captain Krishnan Nair, who died on the 17th of May 2014, aged 92 years, hailed from a nondescript village in present-day Kerala and was a visionary industrialist with a keen sense of destiny. Prathapan Bhaskaran writes, and I quote, "The group's rise as a luxury hospitality brand was meteoric. Since the launch of the Leela Hotel in 1987 in the sleepy Sahar village on the outskirts of the city, then known as Bombay. It was the first luxury hospitality property near the Sahar International Terminal of the Bombay Airport that began operations in 1981. Bombay spread fast to include Sahar in its heart and became Mumbai, taking along with it the Leela Group's hotel business to stratospheric levels of success." Unquote. As the piece says, the Leela Group went on to spread wings far and wide with luxury properties in almost all metros and major cities of the country and tie-ups with several major overseas hotel chains. Nair did not begin with a lot of advantages and came from a lower middle-class family in the Malabar district of Madras Presidency of British India. His father, informs the piece, was a government bill collector and his mother was a rice farmer. He studied in a government elementary school, grew up with a strong patriotic fervor and joined the Indian Army in 1946. He rose to be a captain in the Maratha Light Infantry. In 1950, he married Leela Nair and post-retirement dabbled with several business ventures dealing with production and export of handloom fabric and took up government assignments for trade promotion in the West. As the piece says, the idea of opening a luxury hotel struck Nair during his travels to the West as part of trade delegations. After the partition in 1945, Bombay Airport became the key international hub of South Asia. We quote from the piece, "The growth resulted in the construction of a separate international terminal in Sahar. Nair seized the opportunity to build his first luxury hotel, the Leela Hotel in Sahar, and there was no looking back after that." The Leela Group has grown into an industrial and business conglomerate with interests in hospitality, fashion, lifestyle and real estate sectors. Nair built his business empire in the name of his wife, who has survived him along with two sons, Vivek and Dinesh, who are respectively the chairman and co-chairman of the group after Nair retired in early 2013. Unquote. This is what the profile said back then. In 2010, Nair was the recipient of the Padma Bhushan. He also received the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences, that is AAHA's Lifetime Achievement Award, and the United Nations Environment Programme included him on the Global 500 Roll of Honour in 1999. The Geneva-based International Hotels and Restaurant Association honoured him with the Hotelier of the Century Award in 2009. Would he have approved of the present turn of events? Well, it is hard to say. What lies in the future of Leela as we knew it? A piece in Skift.com by Rani Hamdi wonders if the brand will carry the same weight post the recent acquisition, which is Brookfield's first in India's hospitality sector, although it invests heavily in the country in other sectors. Quoting from that piece, it is also Brookfield's first multiple-asset luxury hotel brand, and the company is also more known for acquiring assets at a significant discount than turning them around than as a brand manager, unquote. Though Vivek Nair, chairman and managing director of Hotel Leela Venture, has told the Economic Times that he's confident that the brand will receive a boost and be further strengthened and continue to be known for its world-class services, the future is uncertain for now. Quoting from the Economic Times, hotel experts in Asia-Pacific aren't so sure. One group believes it'll be a boost for the brand, another is less sanguine, unquote. The piece also quoted Robert Hecker, managing director of Pacific Asia for Horwath HTL, and he says, and I quote, "There's always the chance they'll ruin the brand, but certainly that wouldn't be the typical plan. Typically, they're buying the brand for the reputation or value it has amassed up to that point and would then be planning to leverage greater value from it. This could be any combination of providing capital for reinvestment and expansion, instituting cost discipline or cutting, implementing better systems, using the brand for other things, etc. The intention of buying the brand in the first place would be to unlock greater value in it. It's different from the classic investment banker scenario of buying a company simply to sell off its individual assets that are worth more that way than the under the current to company ownership. When it's really the brand they're buying, it's typically about using and growing the brand for greater value and profit," unquote. The piece also cited Robert Williams, a partner and head of hotels and hospitality for Asia Pacific at Withers Worldwide, who said, and I quote, "This looks primarily like a real estate play. Brookfield is mostly a real estate investor. It may sell off the assets individually or could look to refurbish and reposition to maximize their potential and then divest. We should expect them to sell the brand and management platform. They will look hard for the best angle. Brand businesses are rarely the same after being bought," unquote. He went on to add that sometimes they get better, sharper, access to cash, distribution and human resources can unlock their potential. Sometimes they lose it, swallowed by a group that does not understand their positioning and denies them oxygen. Integration after any merger and acquisition is notoriously challenging. Culture clashes, strategy execution and unlocking synergies that have been touted to investors and shareholders are always huge challenges," unquote. The piece also informs that apart from Brookfield, a consortium of investors that included BlackRock, SSG Capital and RB Capital and another, led by Miner International and Trinity White City Ventures, were suitors of the hotel chain. The latter backed out as it was not willing to pay that big a price. Its bid was $350 million. Brand Leela, as is obvious, is in the throes of change, and how it negotiates with it will define how Captain Nair's legacy is treated and preserved for posterity.
Editor's pick of the day is the legacy of Brand Leela. In good hands.
Thank you for joining us. If you have something to say to us, do write in mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This has been today's Editor's Pick, and you've been listening to Money Control.